Attila Respa Integrated Disclosure, Part 3, The Closing Disclosure Form. The closing disclosure integrates and replaces the final truth in lending disclosures and the RESPA HUD 1. In general, the closing disclosure sets forth the actual terms and costs of the transaction. The closing disclosure must be in writing and contain all of the information required. In many ways, the new closing disclosure presents most of the same information as in the existing disclosures, but in a brand new format. A creditor is responsible for ensuring that the consumer receives the closing disclosure no later than 3 business days before consummation. If delivery of the closing disclosure is by mail, the mailbox rule will apply. This rule means you will have to add 3 days to account for mail delivery time to the 3 days required prior to consummation. The closing disclosure would need to be placed in the mail 6 business days prior to consummation. For purposes of counting days, Saturday is counted as a business day under the mailbox rule. Remember, consummation is not the same thing as closing or settlement. Consummation occurs when the consumer becomes contractually obligated to the creditor. The exact time when consummation occurs is based on state law. Consummation generally occurs when the borrower signs the promissory note, the security instrument, such as the mortgage or deed of trust, and any other legal documents required by the creditor. Consummation is not when the final steps in the settlement or closing process occur, such as recording and disbursement of funds. In most cases, the settlement agent, on behalf of the creditor, provides the borrower with the closing disclosure. In transactions involving a seller, the settlement agent will also provide the seller with a closing disclosure. Another issue is how revisions and corrections to the closing disclosure should be dealt with. The general rule is that creditors must redisclose terms or cost on the closing disclosure if certain changes occur to the transaction that causes disclosure inaccuracies. There are 3 categories of changes that require a corrected closing disclosure containing all changed terms. There are specific changes that can occur before consummation that require a new 3-day waiting period. In this case, consummation may need to be postponed to comply with the 3-day rule. Changes that require a new 3-day waiting period are usually triggered by the disclosed APR becoming inaccurate. However, there is a 10% tolerance allowed before the new waiting period is required. Second, the loan product changes, or third, a prepayment penalty is added. Any changes not triggered by one of the 3 specified events do not require a new 3-day business waiting period, but do require a revised closing disclosure be provided to the consumer no later than consummation. Sometimes an event will occur after settlement that causes the closing disclosure to become inaccurate, resulting in a change to the amount the borrower or seller paid that is different from what was disclosed. An example would be when an actual recording fee differs from the estimated amount. Another event that triggers a revised closing disclosure relates to documenting refunds for tolerance violations. In other words, the amount charged exceeded the legal tolerance limits. A revised closing disclosure is also to be used to correct non-numerical clerical errors. An error is considered clerical if it does not affect a numerical disclosure and does not affect timing or delivery requirements. In these instances, a revised closing disclosure must be delivered or placed in the mail to the consumer no later than 30 days after receiving sufficient information to determine that changes to the closing disclosure are required. In all cases, the consumer has the right to inspect a revised closing disclosure during the business day before consummation. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Sorg. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast.